Welcome to the Friendly Geordies podcast, recorded live from Karachi.
Karachi Station with our friends and family on the wall.
Yeah. Look the things that I do for my friends. I've opened up a closed restaurant and I'm going to cook a meal. Jordan tells me that I have to make him a doll. And I was like, hey, he's like, I'll pay you.
This is St. Vincent de Paul. We came in and you're baking us bread.
Yeah. Well, plain that's how bread. It goes. That's what happens.
Oh, the old French St. Vincent de Paul.
Is that what it was?
The one straight after the revolution, that one. Well, now, don't they just go, how much for this old Gucci bag? And it's just like, I don't know, $4. That's what it's worth, right?
How do we get from, like, soup and bread to, like, Adidas shoes?
You know what it was, mate?
It baffles the mind.
Yeah, it does.
It was a man called FDR.
What? FDR was just like, we need stable, cheap canes for old people in regional Victoria. I've been talking about this since getting in, and the American people won't let it stand.
Well, and a brand exactly of toilet paper that is only sold in St. Vincent de Paul called Soft.
No, this is perfect.
It's just, you can't trust that name, can you? It would be sandpaper.
Yeah. That's tricky.
Yeah, it's tricky. And it also ties into our first segment.
Yeah.
I've just mentioned FDR and you've told us exactly what FDR was about. Is Miss Love a psychic?
Damn.
Boom, 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 boom.
Get off.
We got to figure this out.
Jordan, give a bit of a backstory, because we have a bit of a backstory.
Anytime I mention the title of a book, or I tell him the name of someone and where they live, he fills out the blanks with 100% scorecard. This man pretty much failed the HSC.
69, I think I got. Yeah.
Hey, that's all right. That's not bad.
Dude,
come on. Got if Shaggy from Scooby-Doo took the test, he would do better than Miss Love.
Really? Yeah. 63? So it's not like...
The dog would have.
So it's not a credit.
Tassel? Ooh. Tasmanian salmon?
It's so good. That's all he remembers from his entire schooling career is a brand of fishing company called Tassal.
I'll be damned. When I one day get to Tasmania, my life will be like, I'll walk up to Tasmania. I'll be on some fishing reserve and then I'll be like, Tasmanian salmon. And I'll roll off a few facts about it. And then I'll just like, Jesus, walk off the pier and just drown.
Cause I don't know. You'll walk to New Zealand. Anyway, the point is, yeah, Miss Love has this incredible ability. Let's call it a shinning. Where he can guess someone's life, knowing extremely rudimentary facts about them. Pretty much just a name. I've given him a name and he guesses the rest of it from there.
I hope you haven't jinxed it now, because I feel like he's just going to be like, Bert Kerbert. I'm just be like,
go.
I'm gonna be like, I'm thinking baker. I'm like, he used to be a baker. Bam, bam. So don't judge me. Like,
and the penalty's death.
Yeah, no. By that young man. A smiling Muslim boy.
Yeah, that's the worst type. He works for ISIS now.
Give him. He's actually friends with the Taliban, if I must say.
Half the people on this wall are. Isn't that Saddam Hussein?
Can you get this in a podcast?
No, but there is a picture in this. In fact, this could be a game. There's a picture in this restaurant right now, which is an active Taliban. I mean, I'm sure he's dead now, but he is an active Taliban.
Oh, we got to play Guess Who later on.
We're doing that.
We need to do that.
You know what's really fucked up? I actually remember you telling me this.
Oh, really?
And I actually glanced around and I'm like, I know it's not the yuppie guy with the moustache, but I think I know who
it is.
Well,
okay. Well, before...
We'll end it on that, maybe.
We'll end it on the yuppie
that ties
guy.
Into the psychic. Which one was it?
Well, do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Miss Love is currently moving to said picture on wall.
Yes, but which... but which one?
If you one look, for one!
If you look closely, there is a gun in that picture, too.
I was going to say old Italian face.
Yeah, it is him. It is him.
Yeah, because
he's...
How does he do it?
No,
how does he look at a guy that has a turban on his head and like some hipster in Newtown and guess that it's a guy with a turban?
Well, these days, what's the difference?
Well, the guy does have like an AK-47 in his hand, so it's...
Yeah, but that's, isn't that on the flag of Pakistan? It's an elephant holding an AK.
No!
I'm thinking of Ivory Coast.
I think he's a Republican convention. Ow! All right, so let's move on to your...
Yes, Miss Love, Psyche. But wait, can we play some music for this segment?
We could.
Well, like if you want to get it off.
No, I have the best way because we're in this restaurant. We've got infrastructure here, baby, so we're going to do that. And there was no break at all. We didn't have to pause this to get a jukebox at all.
Don't make it obvious, Ali.
Okay,
right.
Sorry.
You surely haven't been in, you clearly haven't been in show business before. It's like
yeah,
any,
that's true.
It's just pausing me, but like it wasn't a long time. It's like you just don't have to say it.
Shut up and play the game.
It's like if a Pakistani man was the general manager of an RSL.
The music means you've got a.
He was as well. Okay, so we've got a what are these called again? A speaker and psychic.
Like
scary.
He wins the meat raffle. It takes him like four.
Cannot
turns.
Cannot stress this enough.
Like four turns. It's like Jim Jones. Scratch that. I got it wrong. Sam Jones. Scratch that. Like six persons. Like and it actually Jenny. And it's still wrong. It's like just give it to her. Just give it to her. Yeah.
Jenny. It's a bit ethnic.
All right. Judo Christian.
Celtic and not Anglo-Saxon. Move it back a bit. Okay, so here's the first person. All right, I'll give you the name.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a tiny piece of information about them.
All right.
Her name was Sally Dre. She's British, and she's an ex of my dad. Fill in the blanks.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous. Sally Dre? Okay, I'm just going to take a wild guess. This is just the vibe I'm getting. I'm just getting a vibe. Some sort of... her job was some sort of admin, like the people that work... You know, people that sell air... What are they called? They sell you flights. What are they called?
Fuck.
They sell you flights. You know, what are they called?
Keep going.
Yeah, so they sell you flights. I'm going to guess she's from, like, South England, like London or Brighton or something. and like Sally Drake. I mean, if you met her in Australia, I'm guessing she like was traveling Australia and like really thought it was really beautiful. So I might as well stay. Am I on the right path?
This is fucking insane.
Okay, can I just say that is I don't know how to mark this, but it's like 99% accurate.
No, I know.
How do you do it? What goes on in your head? You just have to talk us through the thought process. No, because the only
you
thing
are
that
right. I know this
like,
lady.
Yes.
Really?
She works
right.
in admin, but not for flights, for trains.
She
it's
is from England
because
she talks like that and she loves travelling.
Holy shit.
And she met my dad just travelling around. Can I have citizenship? Oh, fabulous.
Oh my God. Now I'm scared.
Basically speaks like Richard Branson.
Holy shit. Now I'm scared.
You got it. We all are.
Okay. So basically, oh God. Basically,
what's in your head?
The vibe, what I do is I think of the name and then I associate a name with a face and then I associate a face with a personality. And that's all I do. And then the name, I don't know why. It's basically a guess, but for some reason, a lot of the time, a name resonates with the personality. And I'm like, Sally Drake. That's someone in that.
Your brain is that tree from Avatar. It's just linked into every living thing on Earth.
Wait, should we even bother going with mine, or do you think we should just say?
Well, it's conclusively proven, but just to flog a dead horse.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
I
mean,
it might be just as a warning. If you're like Rabadu Dagadishadish, I might be like, okay,
no,
I don't know.
Does
he work around?
Yeah, by Earth, we mean Australia.
Yeah, does he work around horses? Like, it might be harder, but anyway.
No, it's not.
But I bet you this is pretty much what you just need to say with Ali. If he goes, Rabadu, better be, should be, should be. Okay, so he's basically one of the top people in the Taliban. Yes.
How did he know? How did
his entire friend group is just terrorists.
What are you talking about?
Look, now.
Hey.
We are horrible people. This is racism.
Okay.
It's really not. It's fact.
Yeah, it's fact. What the fuck?
Oh, wait.
Have we sold
I it? Tried to play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and it's a Frank Sinatra version.
Ali, this is
I know what you're talking about.
The segment's not called It's the Melbourne Cup. There you go.
Okay. All right. Where so, I met him while I was at uni.
Yeah.
His name's Daniel Sorluca. Daniel Sorluca. He's a 36-year-old uni student in my international relations course.
This one's, I mean, I don't know if he listens. God bless if you do. But this one sort of seems like it explains itself more on the loser side. I'm going to say still lives at home. He wants a job in politics. Maybe like, I don't know, something to do with like translating the UN or some shit like that, I'm guessing. And I feel like he's one of those guys like, I just really, I'm just guessing here, really want to start my own business.
Okay. I don't know what you're doing here. You should just be a psychic.
Holy
you
should be. Shit.
This it's guy
incredible.
What? Is the definition of a loser.
Yeah.
He
has a website called givemetruth.com.
Well, wait, you said he is a loser? I would go on that.
It pretty much just has a meme of that guy from... What's that film that everyone thinks is hilarious but isn't? Where there's that guy called The Dude and he's in a bowling alley.
Oh.
Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, I know. You watch that and you're like, I'm definitely... If I'm not missing something, I'm out of touch with humanity. Because what the fuck is this?
And
he
does live with his mum. He lives in his mum's basement.
Holy fuck.
Or at least used to at the time. But he was 36 at the time, so still a loser.
Oh my God. Was I right about... Did he want to start his own business? Or is that... Well, I suppose...
Well, I never got to him about his aspirations. I just never gave it any credibility. He did want like a job in politics. That's also true.
And givemetruth.com just had his essays from university that he posted up, which he got a credit for.
Credit or pass?
Guys, I think this is going to have to be a reoccurring segment.
We're going to have to do it.
Yeah.
Write in a name, give him one sentence, let him fill in the blanks. It's magic.
This is insane. I'm creating myself out.
Actually, do you think the audience thinks that we set this up? Because
this is what we're saying. Let's prove to them that we're not.
Yeah.
Write in.
Yes. Dude,
a 100% record in this now.
Yeah, as fucking what's his name said, fuck it, we'll do it live. This was live. I don't know these people. Bill O'Reilly. Dude, that's cool.
I don't know how you do it. But it actually ties into my mum's theory about psychics, which is that they don't have any special powers. They're just extremely empathetic people. And you can see it with Miss Love. He's always... If you point out someone on the street and you go, look at that freak, you can see his mind just peer into it and then, oh, God, somebody said the word gay in Newtown. Gotta call the cops.
Yeah, we're in Newtown.
You don't get this anywhere else. You don't get this.
Now I can't remember what I was talking about. Yeah. You.
No, yeah. I
and your psychic abilities.
No,
you should be burned at the stake.
Look,
he's a witch.
Yeah, he is a witch.
A friend of mine like told me a very disturbing story the other day, and it not only did it ruin my day, I felt like I was raped because that was in the story. It's almost like basically the Rain Man thing of just sort of like, yeah, you look at someone and you just go zoop into their minds, and you come out and you're like, it was dirty in there.
Yes. No, not the Rain Man thing. Minority Report. You're one of those bald kids that look like they have leukemia that are perpetually in a tube.
Yes.
That's you.
Yes.
You should be in there in the police department. Yes. They should just have an esophagus. They should have a tube that's rammed down your esophagus that just perpetually feeds you extra hot stag chili.
And then, yeah, and then the diarrhea chili sort of mixes with the water, but people just deal
and
with
makes
it.
An image, and that's who they have to find.
Dude. Look, guys, I mean, it's pretty conclusive. I don't know. I'm freaking myself out here. We're gonna have to come back to this next time. I think we're going to have to, because I'm curious.
This is a permanent segment now.
You're an amazing man, Miss Love. Not only are you psychic, you also look like Chinese Homer Simpson.
Dude, someone... I showed you... Oh, actually, shout out to whoever sent me that video of Miss Love. Remember the Chinese Homer Simpson video that I showed you?
And that was ridiculous. It was a Spanish man that had drawn a very crude picture of Homer Simpson as a Chinese man.
And
making a really racist Chinese accent in Spanish.
And someone sent me that saying, oh, I found a doco on Miss Love.
How? That's the only question. How?
Dude, I need to see it. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'll show it to you once I can find it. Okay.
But it was your life in a nutshell.
Maybe now I just have to monetize this. Dude, as long as I can get like a show, as long as I can get a show like Hot Dogs did fucking 10 years ago, being like, right, so you reckon the world...
What toppings do you have on a pizza? Mushroom, yeah. Like, no, sorry, that wasn't why.
I think if we all really put our heads together, I can get there. Anyway.
All right. Okay, so that's... Okay, we're going to move to, which I have no clue what this segment is about, but I'm just going to say the title and then you guys take over. It's a crazy town.
Oh, yes.
Just go. Thank you very much. Can we just find Crazy Town?
Yeah.
You got to do it. Yeah, now that we have the miracle of a speaker.
Hey,
what?
Hey,
this is truly, this is the evolution of this podcast. Started in a community radio station, moved to the big leagues, commercial radio.
Commercial, yeah.
Now we're in Ali's Pakistani restaurant.
With just extremely... people that are walking past that can just vibe us and are offended. It's not about them even. They just get a vibe of us being like, Newtown's kind of cool, but I like Bondi more. And they're just like, oh my God. Did you put it on New Crazy Town?
Yeah, I don't know. I just,
you're going to have to change
a big mistake.
Yeah, pass it here. Pass it here.
This is not acceptable.
You've really fucked this one up.
Wait, I thought this was Crazy Town.
Oh, it is.
It is, but it's...
but like all new metal bands, you think that they disappeared because they're no longer on TV? No.
Yeah, yeah.
They have 10 albums.
Yeah, yeah. They have 10 albums, and their new album is... their production is way better than the old, which means you can actually hear the music, which means it's fucking terrible. It has to... A new metal band has to have a really crap digital image of a chick that kind of looks like a devil. It's best if she's licking a lollipop and has to have a tribal tat. That's what the cover of Crazy Town's album, The Gift of Game, is the perfect summation of what new metal is. If anyone out there, if you guys haven't heard or seen this, because I pretty much a lot of our audience like 18 and you don't know who Crazy Town are, do yourself a favor, get that album.
Research time, kids.
No, but before
it's
you
so
move...
much more important to know this than Australian history.
No, yeah. But
this is Australian history. Let's be honest.
Hey, what are you doing?
But before we move on, you have an announcement to make.
Oh God, he's good.
Well, speaking of music,
God, this is pathetic. Forest Hall, single Broke Forever, dropping Friday the 26th of October, featuring Friendly Jimmy's, also Ali, whatever your last name is. And who could forget a guy that looks like Jesus, whose biggest problem in life is that he smokes a lot of weed and constantly complains about no matter how much McDonald's he eats, he can't put on weight.
Julian, my drummer.
Well, what inner city band doesn't have that man?
I know. I think it's a rule.
But
I think it's
a good drummer. Like
I think he's that dude. I think he's better than Dave Grohl. He's like the best drummer in definitely this hemisphere.
Well, you'd expect the second coming of Jesus to be good at something. And let's just be honest. What he is good at in drumming, he lacks for in life.
Yeah, I love him to death. But look, Ali, cheers for the reminder of the shout-out. Because like every musician in the world, I don't know how to take care of myself or shower. Anyway.
Your girlfriend literally puts on clothes for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to share that with the world.
I wanted to. Fuck you.
No, the people need to know. Anyway, Miss Love doesn't dress himself. She's almost 30. Shut up.
It's not true. PSA, no, it's not true. It might be true. But basically, yeah, keep an eye out. Your boy's Forest Hall dropping some heat and a lot more heat coming. But yeah,
if you liked Crazy Town,
but it's never gonna match
the albums that nobody remembers.
Forest, hey, why don't I actually put up your single for the beginning of this pod?
Don't interrupt Crazy Town, Ali.
We'll talk. We're gonna do that. Actually, that's a good idea. We'll talk. But as good as the Forest Hall song is,
It's never going to beat this. Yeah. And that's why, kids, school's in session, now, all right? Get out a piece of paper and then just put this on loop, me saying,
stop talking and do your work!
Back in school.
Give me a year
nine. Year nine! There is far too much noise!
The only other person that can do that joke, I found out, God, there's too many stories in this pod, we could just do it endlessly.
Is a guy who's in a new metal band that plays for Hillsong audiences.
He plays for Hillsong, and he met this guy, my friend Harry, he went to school with him. He just started hanging out and met Brian Head Welch from Korn in Miami, because he's Christian now. Anyway, the world's a weird place. That and seeing this guy called Dean do opera in German on a Channel 10 talk show, day talk show, I was like, I might be ready to clock out. I might be ready to time out because life is way too weird. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, I'm sick of men that look like puffer fish being good at opera.
I'll put on a more appropriate version here.
Wait, just get into history.
All right, well, basically, I spent my formative years, Jordan, you know, studied, and I listened to nu metal. So essentially, I think it should be a Q&A. Ali's basically doesn't know what nu metal is.
You're a monk. You're a monk in the Dark Ages. You kept literacy alive. The only reason we know of nu metal is because you wrote down its history.
I know you're joking, but that's...
No, I'm not.
True. That's actually kind of true. I don't think anyone else... No one in Newtown knows about it. I don't think anyone else... Dude, no one else in Australia knows as much about me as in terms of the ins and outs of it.
True, and most of them are so drug-fucked now that they can't even remember it. You're the last man standing.
I'm just the monk of... I have a few... Except instead of, like, old scribe books, I have, like, a few of those shitty folders you had in high school where it was just like, keep the spare sleeves in there. We haven't got the tech... We couldn't afford the textbooks. That. I've got two of those. I mean, what do you want to... Okay, look, I'll start off by just the Mecca. So I'll start off
the
by...
The Book of Eli.
This
is what's happening right now. Mislav,
for anyone who doesn't know, because you haven't met him, look, because he's got extremely Asian eyes, more Asian eyes than most people. He is virtually blind. He's just reading this out to you now. Like so that everyone knows this history.
Like a monk. Okay. So, yeah, my ancestors waded through the Mongolian hills to occasionally rape a Croatian person with just chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavoured water under their helms.
Don't ask us how time works, but apparently it is cyclical.
So, I mean, look, I'll start with the gems. So, obviously, you've got the Godfathers, which is Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park. Some might throw in Slipknot, and of course Korn. These are the gatekeepers of the genre. And then later on, we had the sort of like outgoers, which was more. We got a band Orgy. You probably don't know them. They're just a bit more outside of the field. An Aussie band called Sunk Loto, which God, I would give my house up for auction. I would sell my house, get all the money from the mortgage, and just. Or every dollar to find out where the guitarist from Sunk Loto is. I think he lives in Newcastle. In fact, guys, please help me out here because I would love that. And here's a little quick story for you. Dave Yankovic, if you remember him from school, he was endlessly saying like, yeah, man, I bodyboard with him. Like, we're mates. And it's like, I don't think that was ever true. But maybe it was. I don't know. But he was always just like...
No, he had a spotless record for telling the truth. He came to school at year 7 and said he had a heart attack yesterday but didn't miss a day of school.
So you got those guys, and then you got the outliers, which are there's a band that ripped off Slipknot because Slipknot's whole thing was wearing masks. They sort of originated that, and them and
Kiss.
Yeah, Kiss in the 70s, but them and who was it? Oh well, Wes Ball and the guitarist of Limp Bizkit did it, but shit, I can't remember. But anyway, there was a rip-off band of Slipknot that was just identical, and of course, how could I forget? Mudvayne, the Lord.
Yeah, I mean, they were perfect freezer of this.
Remember Dig?
Yes.
Yeah.
How can you not?
Dig, Barry. I showed Jordan Dig, and I think we listened to it about 10 times. Guys, again, because I know you're all young out there.
Yeah, you have to look at it because it is that film clip is pretty much Tim and Eric's show, but they're being serious.
Yeah, yeah. So, just guys out there. I really want you to check out Broke Forever by Forest Hall, but even more so, I want you to Google Dig by Mudvayne into YouTube because your life, You know how you watch specials and you're like, oh, I'm going to watch Sam Simmons live. That'll be really... he's comedy. His stand-up's good. There's nothing funnier than Dig by Mudvayne. Nothing. From the shitty animation before it starts, which was cutting edge in 2001, to all of... it's just the pseudoscience. Like, it's a baby in a little DNA thing. Do you see what I'm saying there? Life's brutal. And like, how fucked is it that we all come from DNA? Are we should just be...
And the sperm is a skull.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the overview. But I know that there's...
And also, let's not forget that the bassist is clearly scared of being filmed. But what we really need to delve into here is, tell us all the dirt about Limp Bizkit, please. Because I've already imparted on our friends, the people that listen to this podcast, our patrons, the information that they pay for, which is that the drummer for Limp Bizkit tried to kill himself once. And so they refer to it in every single one of their songs after that. As like just cut to shots of him being like, cool, right? I almost did it.
It's true.
Can you stop being perpetually 10? Who thinks that's hardcore anymore? It's just sad.
Can I just cut you off? Yesterday, we'll get back into this.
No, it's fine.
But
it's
just
fine.
On the topic, yesterday on King Street, they closed the entire street. They blocked off both the ends. Mm-hmm. No one came into the restaurant because not even pedestrians were allowed. Because some fucking moron, I'm gonna say it, and I got a lot of shit for attempts. It. Yeah. Was on a fucking second floor, so even if he jumps, he's not even gonna die. And his only demand was that he wants to speak with Jenny Long ASAP.
Wait a second. Who's that?
We've hit peak Newtown. It can't get any more Newtown than it. It's the Greens Minister for Newtown. Of course, it's a lesbian Chinese lady that he needs to talk to.
And you know that his gripe was like, I heard that Lentil as Anything might be closing and I'm not having it.
Yeah, he's not helping.
That was his gripe.
Because he's blocked all the traffic anyways.
Despite Lentil as Anything being free and remaining free, a suggested donation price.
Guys, have we found the most Newtown thing
ever? And like,
it can't get any more Newtown than this. The universe is eating itself.
I mean,
I'm just gonna say, and the
proof's in the pudding.
I took a picture of the roads being closed, and I put it up on Instagram, which was a joke for not even people in Australia because they wouldn't get it. It was for jokes. It was a joke for all the people in Pakistan because they would get it. And it just said, because all there was like lights flashing and shit. It just said, and VIP protocols in Sydney, which is a joke because VIP protocols is a big thing over there. And I started getting messages from people that's insensitive. You know what's happening? There's a person trying to kill himself. Right. It's like, if someone's trying to kill themselves, kill yourself.
Yes.
Don't make a ruckus in the
It's
fucking...
not hard.
I mean, and you know what? It's harsh, but it's kind of fair. I mean, look, that man. Look, people can say what they want, but some might equate that. Some might even say it's a certainty that that was, I don't know, a bit of an attention grab.
Yeah, a bit.
Jump on the other side. What, that one guy smoking a ciggy on a crate isn't enough of an audience. Like, dude.
Yeah, and like, and people were like, you don't know anything about suicide. I was like, and by the way, true story, my best friend tried to kill himself.
We're all about mental health awareness. Yeah, we're all about that. I live in Lithgow. Every week it's... Lithgow runs on mental health awareness.
I don't
funding.
Think suicide, like, and this is like another thing. I don't think suicide is that. I think everyone should be able to kill themselves if they.
You're euthanasia. You're pro euthanasia.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. Like
I'm not even that.
Yeah,
I'm not
if someone wants to kill themselves, that's fair. Hey, they made a decision. You know?
Well, I guess But I mean, look, what we're looking
but
at
that's
here
not
is
the way to kill yourself. Yeah, that you basically like I was fine. Like to me, it was a little amusing. Like the Japanese/Korean restaurant owner next to me, he was pissed because he's Asian and he was like, "I'm losing dollars
it's
every
like,
second."
No, and also he's pissed because Japanese and Korean culture
bad for business.
And not even bad for business. It is a thing of just being like,
"This is even more dishonorable than killing yourself."
But you didn't jump. Yeah, you stopped business.
Yeah. You need to follow through.
Yeah,
you can't pussy out in Japan and Korea.
Yeah.
That is like as dishonorable as it gets.
So basically, the shop owners here were like the Asian Koreatown shop owners in the LA riots in the 90s. In the LA riots in the 90s, because like everyone was looting, there was just armies of Korean like cabbage sellers with shotguns being like, you leave now.
Yeah. And just like...
Fact.
I was saying...
God's people.
It was
Koreans that own really barely profitable stores.
Yeah. But like with everything you ever need. But like, let's honest. Let's be honest.
And they have to be watching Channel 10. I'm sorry. Yeah. On a really shit TV.
Just like just before we end this.
Yeah.
Jenny Long isn't that busy anyways. Why didn't you just have
She'll have coffee with you.
She's a Greens MP for Newtown. Basically inconsequential.
Newtown's like 50 metres long, the whole street.
Exactly.
You would have fallen into her office probably. I mean, like, look. Let's call it for what it is. This is a bigger this is an example of a bigger issue, which is this big victimhood narcissistic sort of virtue signaling problem. But I mean, that's another topic, and we all know it exists.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that that was his case. I'm just saying, like, there's look. Jordan jokingly said the universe is eating itself. It actually is. If the new currency is victimization, what is your end game?
Yeah.
It's gonna be bad.
And you know what was like the most?
We need to start an Instagram page that is just.
I don't like talking about it.
That is just Radelaide, but it needs to be about Newtown.
It just bumps.
And it
me
just
out.
Needs to be. It just needs to be like the next picture. Subsequently, we need to be curating this, but every picture needs to be more Newtown than the last.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, by the end of it, you would apparate into thin air and see the last picture.
Well, you just start taking pictures, and every picture will progressively be more Newtown, because Newtown becomes progressively more Newtown every second.
I just, and it's like
It's the law of perpetual motion in action.
I just think. I don't know, man. We're young. Look,
Greek Frankenstein barely being able to walk outside. It's more Newtown.
Funny story about this guy. He was going the same way, because we give our free food to people that can't afford it.
Dome King
ran up to him and said, "Do you want food?" And he was like, "What? No." He's like, "No, we give free food." He's like, "Just because I walk slow doesn't mean I can't afford food."
That's like when I was in a. I don't know why every story.
It's Homer walking into the homeless shelter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you poor unfortunate man.
That's exactly what happened to me. I don't know why every story I have that's like a cutaways from LA. But when I was in LA, I was like driving around, and like we were poor, so we were making burritos in the back of our van, and that happened to me. I was like, I found this. I thought it was like a music festival. I found these people, and then this lady sort of shuffled me into a line. She thought I was homeless. They were feeding me food, and I was like, I'm Australian. I'm not homeless. She's like, "Hey, you poor man." But look, I don't want to.
But the bets at Ladbrokes on whether or not you're homeless would be like 700-1.
Yeah,
it'd be like Uzbekistan winning the World Cup or some shit.
But
it would be way more of an upset than Trump winning the election.
I thought you were homeless when we first met. But I think you were homeless when we met.
Shit. I've had a rich life. But look, you
had about the same amount as a homeless man, like 80 cents.
Minus 80 cents at one point. But like, look.
Things have changed.
Yes. A good woman can change, do miracles. But basically,
she can put on your shorts for you, and she can give you a job.
Now he has $300.
Yeah. It's pretty accurate.
No,
now.
Dude, he has a house. He's
killing.
Yeah,
but dude, I have a house, but it's one of those things. It's like, your girlfriend. What's it called? Your girlfriend read the Barefoot Investor. Great. Oh, we've got heaps of money. Okay, so let's just do the math. She has four accounts. 15% into that one. 50% into the fire extinguisher, in case your leg falls off. That happens. You know, fucking dystrophy. 15% into your super savers. 15% into everyday. 15% into the splurge. Okay, sweet. So how much do I get a week? $10. So it's like, it is one of those things. It's like, I don't. It's like, I've got money, but it's just like any Greek or like, you know, ethnic girlfriend. It's like, you save it for a rainy day. It's like, but I'm on my deathbed. It's like, well, still save it.
No, I think that's required. With you, I'm all on her side.
But look,
side.
No one cares about this. This
anyway, yeah.
But yeah, pretty much the long and the short of that story is that Miss Love is pretty much married to that chick in Fireman Sam that owns the grocery store that goes, "Oh, Norman, you've been up to such mischief recently."
I love you dearly. Don't beat me up, Holly.
No, we're paying you out, not her.
But look, but just before I get into the real crux of this, which is how funny Fred Durst's shorts are. Before we jump back, how did we lose track of the goal? It's all right. It's the point. We're supposed to do this, but like, I do want to say, it's like, I don't want to be this guy, but I do want to say, I know we're basically yuppies. We shouldn't be those people that think we're like above it all. But like, and this is such a yuppie thing, but I moved out to the stick for a year, and I have to tell you, like, in all seriousness, I feel like it was food for the soul. Like, no, maybe it's just being around trees. Maybe it's being around people that don't have huge egos and huge agendas. But it's like, I don't know. We have to.
This is what it is. It's around being. And I had this exact epiphany when I was walking, because now I live half there, and now I also live in, which kind of ties into the next thing after this, which is we're going to be talking about the Wentworth election. So for all the people who go, you don't talk about substance, that's wrong. We talk about clickbait things that we saw on BuzzFeed sometimes.
And also, like, the guy who's saying that, are you a virgin? Yes. Well, then shut up. Because your opinion is void.
It's so true, though.
You don't know that putting your penis in your vagina basically feels like putting it in anything, like a fucking sandwich. You don't know that, so you're worse than me.
Yes. No, I think that we all know that the answer to that is, like in year seven when Torbs, when we were down at the beach, and then we were just, you know when you just touch those little anemones that are around near where crabs are, and you put it in and goes, oh, it feels like Michelle's pussy, except for Carl.
And you don't know that.
You don't know that it feels like an anemone.
That's a deep cut. But go on. What were you going to say? So you reckon being around... I know what you're going to say. You just love Darrow's. You love it.
I love Darrow's. But it's so much better when you live in the richest electorate and then you live in one of the poorest electorates at the same time. Seeing a chick that wears clothes... that she saw in a Gucci shop and did nothing. Just saw the mannequin and went, how much is that? In fact, I'm sorry I even asked. I have it in brown. Just walking around like that. And the worst thing that ever happened to her in her life was she was trying to put her oversized umbrella into her Lexus and didn't realize, because she has manservants, you're supposed to press the button to pull it down. That's going from that to like people who wear those Tui's beanies that I use in my videos to pay out bogans. And then they'd sit there and just be like, man, that one's only got five holes in it.
Yeah. I basically what I reckon is like,
Tui's beanies, that's what I'm saying, is nourishing for the soul.
Like, I reckon there should be some sort of law. I mean, not a law. I mean, we got enough laws in this country. What is this, a dictatorship? But let's be honest. There should be some sort of cultural...
Your theory still stands strong that this is more communist than Vietnam.
can't be refuted. But basically...
Hey, in Vietnam, you don't have to follow traffic signals. In Australia, you do. Boom, kill me.
Truth bomb. But look, listen. But basically, before... I want to... I don't think that... But Malcolm was the chairman. Malcolm was the chairman. Yeah. All right?
If not that, at least Deng Xiaoping.
Because Malcolm was a socialist to the rich. Is there any more? You know, that's a socialism in itself. Anyway,
okay.
I think
this sounds like a rude question, but are we done with the Limp Bizkit segment?
No.
Okay, sorry.
Wait, are we?
No, absolutely not. We're just getting started.
It's a long pod, Ali. It's a long pod. We're gonna split this into two.
I'm sorry, but this podcast from now on is just gonna be called Down the Rabbit Hole.
I'm really up for that. But basically, what I think there should be mandatory that we have to kick everyone. This is gonna be the law. Unless this is the line. The line is North Ride. And all the surroundings. So North Ryde, the R Centre, Parramatta, Wentworthville. There's going to be a line, and if you're on the side of the line that's closer to the city, you have to fuck off out to Lithgow. If you're on North Ryde, that's fine. You can stay, because it's basically the same shit. And like, it will do wonders for your
soul. You're basically talking about the Cultural Revolution.
Yeah.
That was exactly it.
What are you talking about? Marx?
That Mao took all of the rich cunts and put them into rural areas.
But without the killing. I'm not pro
the
killing.
No, it's not.
I'm pro that.
I know you are.
Let's just go to the end result. Let's just move to that.
Jesus. Look.
No, but that, what I'm saying is like, that's already been experimented.
But seriously, honestly, this is what I've just got to say before we go back into limp, which we must.
Yeah, we will.
Because that is the substance of this.
It's a long pot, Ali. It'll be all right.
But no, in the Wentworth electorate, I'm truly after the result of that. Just kill them all. Now let's move on.
All right, let's get on to Fred, and then you can get on to your Wentworth, because that does tie in. I'll just tell you the story, and then we can move on, because I don't think anyone gives a shit about Crazy Town. Okay, so basically...
Hey, I'm kind of interested.
Okay,
now.
Well, look, the story that Jordan wants to hear about, which is... God, it just sums up... I mean, the thing with the nu metal scene was every single action or every single element of the nu metal scene was just a perpetuation of nu metal. It was like everything they did was so nu metal. Everything, like the way they spoke, like what they ate. It was probably just like nachos and burritos. Like, it was just so nu metal. But there was a story that for some reason really enticed Jordan.
Really into hot chicks that dress up like the lead singer.
Yeah. Holy shit.
The lead singer is gross. He looks like he's 12. Yeah. He wants to fuck a female version of himself as a 12-year-old. If that's not weirder than Michael Jackson, I don't know what it is.
That was a huge... He just dropped a huge nu metal ism. That was like... Respect for knowing that. That was a thing.
Are you both psychics?
No. He got into it.
I'm just an extremely observant man. And he's also... When it comes to nu metal only as well. Like, you have no many... You don't want to know how many times I've heard Golden Cobra.
Yeah, dude, I can vouch that.
I think I've listened to that song more than I watched Toy Story as a 2-year-old. So he's like, again!
I can fucking vouch that. I've heard it from, like, literally through a fucking wall. Infinite times. I'm like, just 20's enough. But Jordan loves this. He was infatuated with the story. John Otto, the drummer, tried to... Jesus... It's not that... It's retarded. I shouldn't laugh, but yeah. He tried to kill himself. I don't know, for whatever reason. Anyway, he, like, survived. Or he didn't... I think he survived. I think that's what happened. I mean, obviously he survived or he didn't do it, but I think he survived. And then for some reason, Fred... If you listen to the first song... the song My Generation on Chocolate Starfish, Hot Dog Flavored Water, the song My Generation... Okay. Yeah, I know. It's just the whole thing was gross. The whole genre was gross.
You know what chocolate flavored starfish and hot dog flavored water is?
You know what that is? I didn't know until I think you had to tell me. I think I didn't even know.
Wait. Well, this is pretty sad. You're almost 30 years old and you just go,
ew.
Yeah, chocolate flavored starfish is anuses. Because if you see it, there's just this gross gnome holding an anus looking starfish, and hot dog flavored water is cum.
It's cum.
But does cum taste like a hot dog?
That's what they say.
It just tastes really salty.
That's what they say. Anyway, look, I'll give you one more quick story after that because it's too good, and then we'll move on. Basically, he was dropping that at the beginning of the song. It's like, John Otto, take it to the Matthews Bridge, which is the bridge. They tried the Matthews Bridge, which is, I don't get it. But this story is even better. The reason they're called Limp Bizkit is they all used to play a game. It was such a homoerotic genre. They used to play a game where they would all sit in a circle and, true story, they'd have to come onto a biscuit. And then, like, I think whoever had the most was like, yeah, eat it, or some shit like that. That's the origin of Limp Bizkit.
God. Yeah. Why am I not surprised, actually? Why?
Yeah, you should be.
What? Because fucking...
And the drama continues. I read in the headlines, no less, the other day.
What headlines? What newspaper is this?
I read the Sydney Morning Herald front page. And how good's this?
Confidential.
One of the... Ooh. Another fucking... What's that shit called? The blonde one that's in Lord of the Rings? Cate Blanchett. Ooh, Cate Blanchett is still doing well. Well, yeah, put her on the front.
Exposed. Ian Thorpe walking into a car. Saucy.
Ooh, Naomi Roberts is also still doing well. So basically...
Kyle Sanderlands wears sunglasses.
So basically, this is just to finish. How good's this? This is... whenever you see some horrible thing happening, you can always know the universe is okay because one of the guys from Insane Clown Posse actually tried to, like, kill Fred Durst on stage the other week. He tried to, like, fly kick him in the head and sort of did, but then, like, it was like, yeah. That he like, infiltrated his, like, El Paso show and, like, was like, I'm going to kill him.
The single-
How? I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. We'll have to look. Maybe next week we can delve further into that, but facts.
I can't believe that was just a 2-sentence story.
I don't know the details.
Oh, my God.
We'll have to go back into that next week because I'll look it up because, like, you know.
So MSN.com is just like, did you know? But also on top of that, Coke bottles are red. Bad.
Look, you know.
That's the end.
You know the explanation for that story, even if it's just that he did that. It's like, that's the best story of the year. Of the year. Mm. You know?
Yeah, I completely agree. Everything that you hear about nu metal gets better with age. It is the wine of music genres.
Look, if we ever run out of segments, we'll just fall back on that because I have. It was my whole life.
Wait, did you do your HSC on this too?
I think I probably... No, I probably wrote an essay about
it. He did a PhD by the time he was 18, which is why he failed the HSC.
That's what... Exactly. That's what happened. Tassel. I don't know about that.
Sorry, how could we forget?
Don't you fucking
the
show
dressing.
Me
and
short.
For some reason, yeah, that equates to 69% of the HSC. Which, can you imagine people that get 50?
Wait, isn't that like... Okay, 69%, isn't that like a good pass?
It's not that bad.
No.
Well, look, I don't know, dude. I don't know.
What did you get?
Basically, if you get that, like I don't know if you can go into... university, unless it's a rural university and you want to study a very specific type of nursing, dude, that no one wants to do.
This will say it all. Tim Bruz, I went to a uni with him. And
Tim Bruz, who is the human equivalent of that joke in The Simpsons where it goes, hang on a second, he said you're slow. How dare... Are you still here, Homer?
I love him.
But instead of... The joke in The Simpsons was that... That was said maybe 12 hours ago, and then he gets it 12 hours later. This man got that people were saying that he was stupid 12 years later.
Look,
okay,
oh,
this is the
him.
Level of intelligence we're talking
look,
about.
Irrelevant, yeah, but basically, what was I saying? I forget what I was saying. Oh yeah. No, I forget the HSC.
Oh, that's right. He was in.
Oh,
Miss
yeah,
loves
yeah. my university degree my UAI, which is what they called it back in BE before Ed Sheeran.
that's that really up, good.
That's good.
Really
that's pretty
good.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty
because
good.
Because it is. Yeah,
that
it's
is good.
It's,
but
I like
basically,
it.
You like that? But basically, the only uni I could get into was Strathfield Uni.
Oh shit!
That's a uni.
I didn't even know
ACU,
that
ACU, Australian Catholic University. I went there for a year.
No way.
Australian
to do
Catholic.
What? Digital media and that.
No, I did a BA, dude. I didn't.
And let's just really paint the picture here of how devoted to his studies Miss Love was of studying nu metal. Even then, just making sure that the flame was passed on. That man who didn't get that people were saying that he was slow for 12 years. Beat him in his university exams.
But may I clear up, his dad was writing his essays for him. That is a little bit of a small detail. I found out.
Look, it's all a rich tapestry. But the point is, Miss Love, how? And at Australian Catholic University. I don't get it.
How what? How did he beat me?
There's just so many questions to your university life. Oh, like, did you do a degree? Were you just sitting in this restaurant... And just like writing papers, and then because Ali's parents are really nice, they were too polite to kick you out.
Look,
I think that's what happened.
It's hard to, look, I don't know if I'm going to be able to clarify this now. Maybe I did do a degree. Maybe I didn't. All I know is someone gave me a piece of paper that said I did a degree, so I believed it. I'm only human. I'm only human.
No, fair enough.
I'm only a human being. Someone hands me a thing that says
yeah, but if you look at it, it's like the signature at the bottom of the dean of the university is his mum. And the piece of paper says from the University of Love.
No.
Legit.
If you look at it, it's just one of those things you used to get in Macca's in the 90s, which is like, find the hamburger.
Yeah, it's written on that. That's the back.
I remember that. That was
well I knew it was a tell when my mom was the dean, and also and the reason that you got that, the reason that you have a degree, is that you actually eventually, after getting it wrong two or three times, you did find the way to get the hamburger out of the island.
Look, facts. Yeah. I can't deny it.
That's the you've got him out.
But look, the fact that I'm now at a place because of that where I'm sitting in a chair where like a man that just looks kind of grumpy and in a Pakistani, it looks like a fucking sand mine. That I'm happy.
And the only question that arises when you look at that picture is, do you have two legs?
This is unfair for them. They can't see this shit. I'm gonna have to take pictures and putting
all up. Of them.
No, the only question that arises is that thing you're sitting in. Is it your bed or is it your net to catch fish with? Or is it both?
Dude, can't it be both? The old El Paso ad, but in India.
Pakistan.
But yeah, but it's not selling old El Paso, it's selling bedding. It's their version of fantastic furniture.
Sorry, if I walked into a snooze and that man with that exact expression, I'm sorry anyone can't see this, but whatever. That man with that expression, like, tried to sell me a bed, How the fuck would you say no? I would be like, dude, I'll buy the clothes off your back. Stop looking so wise.
You snooze,
you do lose.
Okay, all right, so should we move on to something substantive?
I guess.
The Wentworthville.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What is Wentworthville? Is that prison show?
No, it's a suburb in Western Sydney.
I got confused. I got wherever that you're going to talk about.
Oh, so you thought that Malcolm Turnbull lived near Liverpool?
Yes. I didn't really.
Well, there are big houses out there.
Jesus, I'm an idiot. I stand by the theory that, because Jordan's basically moved out of my house now, and I stand by the theory that, like, I was telling Jordan this yesterday, like, he moves out and then, like, someone comes up to me with the most basic political information about, like, the Prime Minister. I'm just like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just to clarify, like, what is a Prime Minister? That's what happens. Like, I just lose all my knowledge. But anyway, you guys,
yeah, I
what an ad for ACU.
In fucking Strathfield. I didn't know there was a university there.
There is, man.
I just thought
there is. And this is the worst.
There isn't a university. You just worked at a Korean barbecue. Because they were speaking in Korean, you went, oh man, I must be learning physics.
And how good's this? Me and that guy Tim would, like, daily, before or after uni, hit the TAB and bet in the trots.
I'd never win.
I'd spend a lot of money at that fucking place. I'd never win. I'd never win on the trust, man. I know. Kings.
Just. Oh my.
This is just soul food.
God.
It's filling up. This is like.
You know what you are? You know what you are? You're those axolotls that they inject with hormones and turn into a salamander that dies within 6 months, and they have to, like, force feed it, put crickets into its mouth because it's so inept at life.
Yeah, that's me. I just love that, like, yeah, dude, you have to admit, you know, like, soul food in New Orleans is like grits, collard greens, baby back ribs. I feel like that is like Jordan's soul food, but I'm just like, I don't even know if I went to uni. He's just like, gotta refill the soul food. So I can go on tour. Nom 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 nom. Now I can face fuckheads in cans.
That's actually true. It would fill him up.
All right, let's talk about Wentworth.
What a letdown.
Look, I don't know anything about this, so you're going to have to explain it.
So much better talking,
you know,
about
what?
These,
you know what?
Things.
Okay, I'll explain this. Explain. We can finish this segment. Everyone in Wentworth is a piece of shit.
Dang.
Yep.
Really? That's it. That's
and
what
I live there. I live there. I'm a piece of shit as well.
I have to clarify this. What about mums that wear loose-fitting trackies that you, like, even if you had till the end of time itself, you couldn't decide if they were hot or not hot? What about them?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. He's
got a point.
The thing is...
dude.
They're always hot. You would have sex with them, but you also would want them to die in a cyclone.
All right,
I think he's right. I think, look, you both have really good arguments here, and I think that this is much more eruditing than, say, like, watching the Sam Harris and Jordan Peterson debates. Pretty much.
Yeah, we're better than them in every way, and we're much smarter.
Yeah.
But
I hate like everyone there because
explain what why
because you know
why
like, okay you can understand someone what? Who's ignorant.
Why have they got your goat? Who have they elected?
Okay, let me.
Okay, all right.
So it's a Liberal seat.
Yep.
It's what Bondi, Paddington, like, you know, all those bullshit areas.
Has been a Liberal seat since Federation, or the equivalent of, which, as we all found out last week, was the Free Trade Party. And I don't care if they had the exact same policies. If they changed their name, I'm voting for that. I'm changing all my content on my channel.
Yeah.
Me too. Just Gavin McInnes' face looking angry on the front.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now they're...
maybe whipping an Indian guy who's standing around outside a corner store too much. That's the flag.
I can't believe we're allowed to say this in Newtown. Anyway, continue.
No, we aren't. We're just in the confines.
Yeah,
No one knows. I think that they're pieces of shit because...
Why?
Look.
Why?
It was speculated. It was kind of... I wouldn't say assumed that Liberals are, for the first time in... Yeah, well, like 150 years, going to lose their seat in Wentworth.
I can't... That's huge.
Because...
That's huge.
Because, basically, the leadership... Yeah, Jordan's distracted. He's
No, dude. I was asking. He knew I just wanted a lolly.
I take that back. I just wanted a lolly. Candy. Anyway, yeah, so the speculation was that they're going to lose. And now I'm pissed off at them because, like, for the first time, you had a single chance of electing someone from the Labour Party. And you guys are educated enough to have some empathy for people that don't have 15 yachts?
Dude, they don't. That's no. And they decide. Of course they don't. That's what, it's the eastern suburbs. Why are you surprised?
No, but they're like, we're so empathetic. They pretend to be really caring. But when it actually comes down to put their money where their mouth is, they end up electing a non-consequential GP. I'm not saying, like, look,
they're,
I don't have anything
against
their
little sausage
this.
Dogs.
Yeah, but
two sausage dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, they always come in a drove, and they both, one has a blue scarf and one has a red scarf.
Like, I agree with
the cutest crypt in blood.
I'm just saying, like, are you? What, how come you're surprised?
Because, I don't know. These guys are champagne liberals, and in this case, liberals doesn't necessarily mean the Liberal Party. Like, they. Dude, they're always talking about,
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you were to have a representative of Wentworth, you would elect Karen Phelps.
What's her deal?
Look, all of her pictures. This is the eastern suburbs in a nutshell. It's a GP lesbian that in all of her photographs, you can't tell if she's grimacing or smiling, and her face is really pointy. She looks like a sausage dog. They basically elected a sausage dog, and can you blame them? And the thing is, like, if you look at her policies, that is what the eastern suburbs cares about. It's just, children off of Nauru, this is terrible. I heard about it on ABC Radio National. That's pretty much, that should have been her tagline. I listen to ABC Radio National every morning. She would have gotten one in an even bigger landslide. That's the type of liberal that lives in Wentworth. They're one of those liberals that's like, I'm a small L liberal. What does that mean? It means that I like tax cuts and superannuation, and I like dividend imputation. Because the two things, you know, everyone's going, oh, she's so progressive. Why? Because she likes likes action on climate change. You like action on climate change because you live in a waterfront mansion and you don't want it flooded. That's what...
But that's
all she cares about. So it's good. That children off of Nauru. I cried when I heard that on ABC Radio National.
Look,
and then on top of that, there needs to be more women in Parliament. But what about superannuation tax cuts that cost the budget about $30 billion every 10 years? No. I mean, look, there's been too many changes already. I'm confused. So you just want to keep that tax cut going for yourself? Yes.
Yeah, right.
That's it. They essentially elected Malcolm Turnbull if he was a lesbian and an independent.
Is she a lesbian?
Oh, yeah.
Independent.
A raging dyke. She's got that classic pixie haircut.
Right.
Is that what you're basing it on? Because I didn't know she... I do know that...
No, I said, I looked at her, and the first thing that went in my mind was the one word. I didn't even see her name. Like, the words Karen Phelps just re-emerged into an anagram and said, lesbian. And I looked it up. Oh, and she is. She's really active in the LGBT community. And again, it's just... That is the type of person that Wentworth likes. It's
that's
just
surprising.
But that's like,
decent, so I would have thought.
No, but again,
well, I would have thought.
Jordan would know because he's fucking from there.
I probably got it wrong. The North Shore Liberal is like the Tony Abbott.
Yeah.
Yeah, eastern suburb.
Yeah. No, those guys I understand. Those guys electing someone, an independent over Labour, I understand. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you hear these guys. Like, okay, so for example, Dome King's parents, right? They're like a typical example of what, and they are from fucking Wentworth. Mm. So, and they talk about, like, you know, you could, they would talk about poverty around the world quite often, and what are, and like, they would come up with some good ideas of like how you can combat it. But what about fucking poverty in your own country?
Yeah.
Like, these tax cuts are directly affecting social services that are crucial for people that are like struggling to literally put bread on your on their table.
It's like the bigger picture syndrome. It's like you got to look at the bigger picture. It's like, no, look at the smaller picture. Look at the fucking gray area. Look at like social services and shit. Look at like communities. They're like,
No. She got, no, I looked at the smaller picture and I like it that way.
Right.
That's really? Karen Phelps.
Right.
Just think about it. She is Malcolm Turnbull if Malcolm Turnbull could speak his mind. That's pretty much it.
God, right.
Which means that basically she wants kids off of Nauru and she likes climate change. But apart from that, agrees with the Liberals 100%.
But, like, why can't you have... Like, dude, okay, so is the Labour Party against climate change changes? Are they against kids in Nauru? No one is particularly...
No, but they're pro-closing tax loopholes.
So that's where the issue is.
Exactly.
So don't make it about Nauru and whatever the other fuck it was. They basically just want to make an extra $300,000 a year over people that can't actually afford to eat food.
Right.
These people are the scum of society.
Yeah, they are. They are the bourgeois class. Yeah. But that's Wentworth in a nutshell. It should just be called the bourgeois seat.
Yeah. I mean, everyone knows that. I mean, it's just like...
But it's really interesting to see it play out in electorates, and then you get like a real... Because honestly, if you were to morph every single human being into one person like Cell, how he kind of just merges the more people that go into him, it would turn into Karen Phelps.
So it's a direct reflection of the environment and the atmosphere there.
Don't you reckon? And the same with where Tony Abbott was elected in French's Forest.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, the North Shore...
Put everyone there to be that. It'd be some really uptight Christian that's just like, hey, are you having fun?
Just checking. Yeah, no, that's very true. That's very true. The North Shore does. Yeah, the North Shore is basically that. Just like, have a few crownies. Actually, get pissed. But it's like, and someone bumps, like, someone, you know, someone cracks out the cocaine. It's like, yeah. Enough of that. Come on. It's bedtime. That's the North Shore.
No, look, the North Shore people, they come from a different. They have certain social preferences towards policies that does not typically conform to Labour politics.
But the thing is,
I understand them not voting.
But exactly.
For
that's
it.
What, as Jordan was saying, and I don't know if you remember saying this, but Jordan, I remember he said something along the lines of, "I can respect Tony Abbott because he believes half the crazy shit he's saying."
No, I think he believes all of it,
but like he can't respect Malcolm Turnbull because he's an opportunist that sort of wants a good PR campaign.
Yeah,
he's not 100% really
agree. That's the kind of thing. Yeah, that's what I don't like. The thing is that, like,
policy.
Yeah, I feel like people in the North Shore are legitimately good people that just don't care about anything except for, maybe if they can get away with having an affair and the cricket
and the Wallabies and that. Like,
oh, the Wallabies. Sorry, that's about it. Yeah. But I feel like people in the eastern suburbs have convince themselves that they're good people.
Right.
And it's like, no,
but
you can see
not.
It in your face. All of your faces are really pointy. Anyone with a pointy face, you shouldn't trust.
And there is a scientific...
We learned this from Bill O'Reilly.
There is, like, science behind that. About
don't you reckon?
The demography of people and how... You told me about that too.
Miss Love is referencing phrenology here. A disproven science from 150 years ago.
You told me you can tell by the shape of people's faces if they're empathetic and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah.
What?
That is, again, not some bullshit pseudoscience that I read about in my spare time where I get from a shop from Tree of Life.
100% I don't endorse fat. This. I...
All right, so we're pissed off with them. So,
but the point is, if you did a phrenology test on Karen Phelps' head, it would definitely come back with criminal stock and probably should have a lobotomy.
Criminal stock. But what about this? What about this business about the Libs losing power or losing seats in unforeseen circumstances?
Yeah, well, they did lose a seat.
Because she's independent.
Because she's independent.
Right.
So now they're in a minority government, just to put you up to speed. Do you know what that means, Miss Love?
Yeah, it means that... You know, slightly less Guzman and Gomez is going to open there. No, okay, go.
I love how Miss Love coming onto this podcast is pretty much like not doing your book review and then just coming up.
And it's so bad. It's just the episode of whatever that show is. What is it? Is it The Simpsons where it's like, you didn't read the book, did you? It's like, no, I read it. I can't remember. Point is, are you happy that an independent's in alternatively? Surely. At least for
It's good. It's
no,
good
I'm
for
not
the upset of it
happy
because
about
it's just
that.
It's exactly. Yeah,
they should have voted for Liberals because
yes.
Really?
It,
look, because you think it's like this pseudo thing of like we're changing. It's like
no, you're
changing the thing. You say you're changing, but you're leaving out the most fundamental element that could help society. So that
no, what I'm saying is that in terms of I'm from a different side of politics, but that's irrelevant to you. In terms of just the parliament, you need a parliament to function. You need for it to pass legislation.
So you're like Jordan where it's for like, just get the job done. We need a...
No, you have one job, right? Like, you don't have any other job. Your job is to pass legislation. With this, it makes it difficult for the Liberals to pass legislation. I can sympathize with, okay, they're not going to be able to do fucked up shit.
Yeah.
But like in the long run, you need a parliament to do something. 6 more months. Yeah, it's 6 more.
Right.
What can they do?
Right. Yeah. Right. But the turtle levy.
Either
it's
way.
Like people using turtles as pillows.
Either levy. Way. Like, just
a tax rebate for specifically that task.
Anyway, well, look, I mean, you got my... You're on, you know, I'm on your side. Look, I've been won over. I'm basically like good for, like, yeah, I'm Labour camp. He's fucking drilled it into me enough, you know? It seems as if, I mean, the shit that Jordan's like woke me with, it's just like basically the margin of like billions and billions of dollars in profits that don't have to be taxed to corporations, as well as like corporations encouraging illegal, unskilled immigration. It's like, yeah, the writing's on the wall. Like, you don't have to convince me. It really annoys me that the Labour color is red, but I think maybe I can get over it. I think.
That, again, that's the, and by only the way, just good a PR, bit about Labour.
Yeah, well, for you, but just that, also, just a PR fucking shout out for Labour. If you want one person of an ethnic background, basically anyone that came from Europe, especially Eastern Europe, as well as anyone in the North Shore that doesn't, like, you know, that didn't grow up not in the North Shore, to vote Labour, change it to like purple. You'll get fuck all your policies. Change it to purple. You'll get like 70% more votes.
Yeah, but what about like the immigrants from Pakistan? They're not going to vote for them then.
Yeah, but dude,
yellow. Yellow's the color that you need to change it to.
Neutral color. Yeah, dude,
definitely
yellow. Maybe yellow, dude. Ali, as much as you might think so, Sydney isn't like 90% immigrants from Pakistan. It's like mainly like affluent white people that are scared of the color red. I'm trying to help you. Just saying.
Yeah, okay, fine. I guess you've got to... But you know what? It's just like you can just...
Stop being that chimp from that movie that had Joey from Friends in it. And it was about like him being able to tell which TV show would do better than another one.
I just am a sign.
Shame they didn't have it for Joey. Oh.
All right. Well, anyway, you should catch us on the next week's podcast now.
Yeah,
because it's
long.
Time.
We're probably good, right?
No, we're good. Yeah. We're going to have another one soon.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening to the Friendly Jimmy's podcast. Oh, by the way, just to let you know,
yep.
I have unilaterally changed the name of this podcast officially to Friendly Jimmy's podcast.
Dude, can I high five that?
It's finally someone taking some goddamn initiative around here.
The friendly
I feel like we've turned a new managerial leaf. That one comment of that guy saying that your shit at admin really kicked you up the bum.
So I've made some executive decisions.
So listen to Forest Hall, but more importantly than that, for the love of God, check out Rocco Siffredi's new reality show on Netflix where he's training people to be porn stars.
Yes! Round of applause.
I knew you would have seen that shit.
I'll be watching that tonight.
All right. Well, see
all of it. Binge.
We love the Patreon.
See ya. Bye.